Resilience Audio presents the unabridged recording of Shift Ahead, How the Best Companies Stay Relevant in a Fast-Changing World by Alan Adamson and Joel Steckel. Performed by Tom Parks. One, why this book? It's a good question, and a good part of the answer resides in the word relevant. To say something is relevant is to say that it matters. Being relevant has always been a critical factor for success in all walks of life. Writers and artists want their work to be relevant. Musicians want their music to be relevant. Filmmakers want their movies to be relevant to viewers. Scientists and researchers want their discoveries to be relevant. Teachers want their lessons to be relevant. We all want to believe we are relevant to our employers and to our partners, but more germane to this book, businesses must continually ensure that they are relevant to their customers if they want to continue to stay in business. A central premise of this book is that to remain relevant, businesses must indisputably know why they matter to their customers. That said, maintaining relevance in a world that is changing so very, very fast is very, very challenging. Lest you doubt that the world is changing fast, when was the last time you got late-breaking news from an actual newspaper versus a media app or Twitter feed? Took a picture with a camera instead of a phone? Thought there was no possibility for a self-driving car? Sent your resume through the mail rather than posting it on the cloud? Or watched a television show at the time it actually aired? The ability to stay relevant is being significantly challenged by the accelerating pace of change and new ways of doing things that are emerging with every passing day. As Thomas L. Friedman, award-winning author and columnist for the New York Times, told us, the planet's three largest forces, Moore's Law, technology, the market, globalization, and Mother Nature, climate change and biodiversity loss, are accelerating all at once, transforming five key realms: the workplace, politics, geopolitics, ethics, and community. When change is happening at 5 miles per hour, if you get off track, it's not that big a deal, because how far off track can you get? But when change is happening at 500 miles per hour, a small error in navigation can have a
sample complete. Ready to continue?